Hey, fishies. Welcome to another episode of Auntie Wombat's Bible Class. Happy Pride Month. It is the month of June. Remember, this show can't exist without your questions, so you can send voicemail or text 415-504-2289. You can DM me on Instagram at wombatalim. You can DM me on Twitter at @the_wombat. And I'll always keep your information confidential, but if you want to keep it private even for me, you can head on over to my Tumblr and use the Ask Me Anything feature there. My Tumblr is also wombatalim. So as I'm sure we all know, June is Pride Month. Pride celebrates the anniversary of what is known as the Stonewall Riots. Stonewall Inn was a gay bar in New York City that was run by the mafia because gay bars were illegal in New York City. And there was one night in June when the police did not tip off the owners, because usually the owners got a tip off because mafia and cops, apparently peanut butter and jelly. And because the owners were not tipped off, the gay bar was still in full force when the police showed up. And they started yanking people outside and trying to arrest them. And the patrons started fighting back. It's called the Stonewall Riots. Punch, as it were, I think first rock actually was thrown by a trans bi black woman. So that's what we own our history to. This happens to be the 50th anniversary of this year. So a very historic year. We're going to be talking a little bit about Pride today. So why do we celebrate Pride other than commemorating an anniversary? Well, more generally speaking, Pride is a celebration of being who you are despite being part of a culture who sometimes vilifies you. So since it's a celebration of being who you are despite cultural pressures to be otherwise or cultural vilification of who you are, it means you can have like a queer pride or a trans pride or a disabled pride, black pride. But if you go into having a white pride or a straight pride, that the meaning changes. It's no longer about, because those aren't vilified populations. Those are, you know, quote unquote, the cultural norm. So it turns into a different meaning when you put those on it. It turns it into a racist, sexist, homophobic, whateverist slant on the whole thing. This is why you've probably seen on social media for the past few days people making fun of the whole concept of this Boston straight pride, which is totally not a thing that should be happening, but it is, because people can be jerks. We did have one question from someone asking if it's okay to not celebrate Pride. And the answer is yes, it is absolutely okay to not celebrate Pride. It doesn't mean you're not supportive of gay people or whatever. You have your reasons. It doesn't matter what they are. If you're not into celebrating Pride, you don't have to celebrate Pride. That's totally cool. And we had another question about tips for staying safe during Pride, which is a very good question because, yeah, there is a lot of violence against the queer community right now, and staying safe is important. So I did a little looking for some suggestions. I have a link where I got most of this from. I've made some modifications, but I'll put this link in the show notes so you can have it. First thing I would suggest is go in groups, or at least take a buddy with you. Let someone you know who's not going with you what your plans are for the day and the night. Tell that person if the plans change. I suggest sharing your location with that person who's not with you. Sharing it with the group you're with is not a bad idea either, but also share it with someone you trust who is not there with you. And a lot of apps allow this. If everyone's on iDevices, you can use Find My Friends, or I think Snapchat has the feature. There's a few other apps out there that'll let you do this, Life 360 or Glimpse. So share your location. So if you deviate from those plans and you haven't told them, they'll be on alert. Designate check-in times, especially if that person isn't local. So if you miss a check-in time by some amount, then they can start, you know, trying to find out what happened. Make sure you have your devices charged, your cell phones are charged, battery packs if you've got them. Write down some contact information for friends and family. In case your phone does die or is lost or, heaven forbid, stolen, you'll want to have those contact numbers handy, because I know everyone just keeps them all on their phone now. No one dials phone numbers manually, but if your phone's dead, you need to see them. It's nice to have them on a piece of paper. Trust your instincts. If you feel unsafe, remove yourself from the situation if you can. And if you are facing violence or harassment, notify event security or organizers. If you see anything like police brutality for sure, don't get involved, but do record it. If you see, violence among attendees, try to find event security to deal with it. Recording it is less important in that case, but I'm kind of torn on whether that's a good idea. But if you can find event security, that's better. So all that said, if you're going to a Pride event, have fun. Do stay safe as you can. Do be aware there are things out of your control. I cannot guarantee you perfect safety, but, letting people know where you are, what your plans are, they can minimize the possible damage. Shifting gears, we did have a few other questions come in. One person asked about the different types of attraction. And I did a little research for this, so I wasn't sure I had a clear answer on my own. But in my research, I found 3-5 types that were pretty much universally cited. And then I have one I would like to add to that wasn't cited as often, but I think it's equally valid. So the first type that most people are aware of is sexual attraction, and this is basically you want to have sex with a person. And a lot of times when people just say, quote, attraction, they're kind of referring to that, but it's a little ambiguous. Second type, a romantic attraction, which basically means you want to have a relationship with that person. There is a physical or sensual attraction, which means you want to have physical contact, but not necessarily sexual. There is an emotional or friendship attraction, which, you seek emotional connection with that person. It doesn't have to be romantic. It doesn't have to be touching, but, you're very close friends. You generally have some sort of emotional attraction to that allows you to open up to each other. And then there's also the aesthetic attraction, which basically you like how someone looks. And then the one that's not listed as many places, but I think is totally valid, is an intellectual attraction, which basically means you like how someone thinks and you want to engage in intellectual discourse with that person. All right. And next I had a question about the different types of lesbian. So, back in my day, pretty much what we had were butch and femme. And this list has expanded a great deal over time. People are always coming up with more labels, and you probably know more different types than I do. And finding a quote-unquote complete list online is a futile prospect. So I'm not going to list them all out. You probably know more than I do. What I am going to say is that if you find one that almost but doesn't quite fit, feel free to take it on. If that makes you happy, you can do that. You don't have to try to force yourself to conform to whatever stereotype this is describing. But if it's close enough, you can go with it. You can also, if you can't find one that's appropriate at all for you, make one up. If you really want to have I'm a this kind of lesbian label, just make one up. That's allowed. I mean, maybe people won't get it right away, but if it's a good name that's an apt description of who you are, then maybe you're the only person with that label, but that's okay. It tells people about who you are. And really, we should be choosing labels that fit us and not trying to fit the description of the label. It's much more important. If we're picking labels, to choose ones because they happen to fit us and not, I want to be that thing, and then make yourself into that thing, even though it's not really who you are. All right. And finally, I had a question about religion and being a part of the queer community, and specifically mentioned that this person is Christian. And first thing I'm going to specifically speak to Christianity, but before I do that, I'm going to point out that there are an awful lot of religions out there who have absolutely no problems with queer people. And if your religion is not one of those, you've got options. If you really want to stay religious, which you do you, it's totally cool. If you want that, you know, whatever it does for you, that's fine. There are plenty of them out there who aren't going to tell you that you're evil just because you're queer or trans. But Christianity in particular, the first thing you need to keep in mind is that the Bible isn't actually particularly hostile towards queer people. We have a lot of passages that get quoted out of context a lot that are supposed to, quote, vilify queer people. But, you know, overall, it's not really like that. Jesus basically said, mind your own business when it comes to someone's personal life. And your sexuality and gender identification totally count as your personal life. So the problem isn't the Bible. The problem is the interpretations of the Bible that wind up in a lot of, especially Protestant denominations, but, you know, they wind up peppered all over various Christian denominations, and they wind up in other religions too, but it's not the Bible, it's the interpretations of it that are the problem. So there are a lot of denominations out there that are totally welcoming to the queer and trans communities. And even within a less tolerant denomination, there will often be individual churches that are more tolerant. So see if you can find one of those. And I did actually find a really good resource on Wikipedia. The article is called List of Christian Denominations Affirming LGBT. And I will post the link to this in the show notes as well. And it's got a lot of denominations, different, you know, African, Asian branches, American branches, different branches around the world, and even subsections of the more common Protestant denominations, subsections of the Catholic Church. You know, it's got a great list of, depending on where you want to go, what kind of branch of Christianity you want to stay in, it gives you options for where you can go, where you will be welcomed and not derided for your identity. So check that out. Find something that's close to you. And start going to a church that actually cares about you. And that is my show for this week. Remember, you can ask your questions voicemail or text 415-504-2289. You can DM me on Instagram at wombatalim, on Twitter at @the_wombat. You can ask me anything on Tumblr at wombatalim. And you can send me a message from the Anti-Wombats Bible Class Facebook page. So they're all great ways to get in contact. I always prefer voicemail because I can play your question on the air, but I'm happy to read questions from any of those places. So thanks for listening. Stay safe. Happy Pride.